This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi there, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for this hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be talking about classic cars with one of the world's leading experts, Phil Skinner, the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book and esteemed automotive journalist, is going to be joining us. And anytime Phil is with us, we invite your participation. If you'd like a free estimate of value on your classic or collectible car, or if you have any questions about auctions, because nobody on the face of the earth, as far as I'm concerned, knows as much as this gentleman. As I mentioned, he is the former classic car editor, now retired from Kelley Blue Book, but he remains now freelance, but one of the world's leading authorities on classic cars. It's my pleasure to welcome Phil Skinner back to Auto World. Phil, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Bob, and happy wet and rainy from California day.
Yeah, my producer, Mackenzie, was telling me that you had a little excitement near your house, a plane crash.
Yeah, I'd say about four blocks from our home, we had a Cessna airplane came out of the sky and hit a house. We're still not sure how much there's injured, but the house is destroyed, and it was a few blocks away, so just kind of a little break up the, you know, if you don't want to watch the Super Bowl, you can go watch that.
So true. Well, there have been so many things, as usual, happening in the collector car world during the month of January. So why don't we look at some of the big events, one of them close to where I currently reside in Kissimmee, Florida. This is the Mecum auction sale, and it ran a long time, January 4th through the 13th. Tell us about the sale, Phil.
It was about a 10-day sale. They hold it at Kissimmee Heritage Park. That's a huge, huge facility. And during spring training, there's a baseball stadium there. And there's numerous other events throughout the year. But I think, from what I gather, this is the largest single event as far as the number of days and the amount of the facilities they have to use. The first time I went there, which would have been about 10, 11 years ago, they were in a large building, and they used probably 60 acres of the property. Today they're using 130 acres. They're in the largest arena, and cars are in every building they can be put into, and they literally take up the entire facility. This year they had nearly 3,000 individual vehicles across the block. Over 1,000 lots of automobile were offered. It was a fantastic sale with over $58 million hammered out there. So I think it was the best year they've had it, ever had at Kissimmee for Dana Mecum. Quite a way to kick off a year for probably the busiest auction, collector car auction house in the world.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And another little interesting side note here is that Mecum, I understand, came up with a phrase to describe some of that automobile. Yeah, it's road art. I like that.
Yeah, that's kind of a Dana Mecum-ism. He's kind of made a little sideline on doing this road art. And it's everything from gas pumps to signs to neons to a lot of things you can hang up in your man cave, or if you've got a business, you want to decorate it, or even a museum. He's probably the largest purveyor of these items right up there with Barrett Jackson also does a great deal in that area.
Absolutely. And speaking of Barrett Jackson, a perfect segue into talking about the state of Arizona, in particular the Phoenix-Scottsdale area of Arizona. This is always auction mecca during the month of January. And for 2019, seven different auctions. Boy, that's a lot to cover.
If you didn't go away from there with enough cars under your belt, there were a couple other places you go to. But, I mean, it's busy. The whole weekend, over $251 million was traded hands in the wholesale. And kind of the lion's share of that went to Barrett Jackson, $131 million, of which $9 million of that was raised for charity. And I think that takes Barrett Jackson's total of well over $100 million raised for various charities. And they get a lot of cooperation from their sponsors. The car manufacturers often donate vehicles this year. It was the new Ford GT that's coming out, the Heritage Edition. Toyota has the new Supra, the 2020 Supra, coming out. They raffled, or auctioned off, I should say, serial number one, the first 2020 number one Supra that will be built. And they also had it on display. Quite a car. Impressive. And it was just monstrous. Other auctions that did well, R.M. Sotheby's. They had 153 cars, which they sold 133, $37 million. Bonhams, British-based. This was, I think, their seventh year in Scottsdale. They brought 122 vehicles, sold 106 of them for $14.4 million. David Gooding and Company, always class act there. Two-day sale, 124 lots, 104 sold, $47.8 million. So big-end cars were still selling, but not as many as before. In fact, it was down a little bit from last year as far as the percentages of million-dollar cars. Last year they had sold, I think, about two-thirds of the cars that were estimated $1 million, and this year it was only about 40%.
Absolutely, and that's sometimes a barometer of the collector car year ahead. Has it been true in the past? I mean, lots of folks say that kind of what happens in Arizona is kind of a pretell of what's going to happen for that calendar year. Do you think the same holds true here in 2019?
It's going to be a changing market from what I'm seeing. We're looking at, like I say, different areas of the collector car market have shown some heavy activity. Some have kind of cooled off. You know, you've looked at the big brass era cars from the early part of motoring history. They've kind of had a little bit of an uptick, but the big classics, they're kind of soft right now. So, and one of the things that we see in Arizona, and it's been this way since I've been covering it for the last 30 years, that they kind of set the tone for the rest of the year. Muscle car, soft. Big cars from the 50s, kind of soft. Barrett Jackson was hitting home runs left and right for resto mods and cars like that, which I found was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that seems to be something that Barrett Jackson has capitalized on significantly, watching the auctions. The four different auctions that they do every year, there's a tremendous amount of these resto mods going over the block at Barrett Jackson. Other Arizona auctions include Worldwide Auctioneers. This is their third time in Arizona. How'd they do?
They did quite well. Worldwide had, I think, about 72, 73 vehicles on hand, and they sold. $9.1 million. They had 73. They sold 54, excuse me. Another small auction company, this is one I've kind of had some involvement with over the years, called Silver Auctions. And they did about $2.5 million. This is entry level work. You and I might afford a car there.
Exactly, Phil. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about silver and lots more classic car news and information straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book for many, many years until his recent retirement, and now freelance journalist covering the collector car and classic car world and auctions. And we're talking about the results for the month of January, and in particular, the results of the Arizona sales. And before that hard network break, you were mentioning Silver Auctions, and that's an auction company you've done some work for on the side. This is an auction, as you said, that even somebody like yourself or myself could actually afford to buy something.
That's right. Silver Auctions of Arizona, they've been they were started by Mitch Silver years ago. Last year, Emmett Rice took over the company. And it's kind of, like I say, it's for the entry level. You don't have to be a gazillionaire to go there and find a car. They do three sales a year in the Phoenix area. The next one's coming up in April. And that's just kind of a fun one. And like I say, it doesn't cost you a mortgage on your house or, you know, the loss of your child's college education that they really didn't need. Anyway, so because they could stay home and work on the car then. That was kind of, it's a fun auction. And those are the auctions that we find all over the country that are a lot more fun. So there's something of everything, something of everybody in the Phoenix Scottsdale area.
Tell us about Drew Alcazar and Russo and Steele. How did they do this year?
This year they did about 621 cars offered. 308 of those were sold for a reported $11.8 million. He relocated last year to what they call the Talking Stick. It's an Indian casino. There's a sports complex there, and he has a bit more room, a really nice layout, and lots of enthusiasm there at the Talking Stick with Russo and Steele. So, again, Russo's a local company, and they just announced they're going to actually be doing a sale in Amelia Island this year, coming up the first part of March.
Wow. The number of auctions at Amelia seem to be growing each and every year as well. I remember it used to be just RM, now RM Sotheby's was the only show in town, and then along came David Goodman
Bonhams
and there are some other ones going on, I know, from smaller companies as well. So that's creeping up with the number of auctions kind of competing a little bit with Arizona in January.
Yeah, they've got five there this year. And I think similar to what happens out in Monterey, which has six or seven auctions, is the limited amount of space, the logistics there, and you just keep piling in things, and it's pretty soon the sardine effect, and people can't move around. Monterey has become just an absolute, a tied-up knot, gridlocked.
Yep. And, exactly.
And it's a pain in the rear to get around over there. So that's become the thing. You used to be able to, hey, I can go to this auction, I can hit this event, and I go to that auction. Now it's like you go to one auction a day or one event a day, and that's it. Because you're going to spend the rest of the time getting there, coming home from it. So it's, it has become, Amelia Island is coming quite similar to Monterey.
Yep, that's very true. Let's talk about another important story. Ford Motor Company, of course, produced the first run of Ford GT supercars, and they had 7,000 applicants for the first, 500 cars. They're now going to be doing another 300 cars, but one of the stipulations of being on this list of folks that got actually an original Ford GT is that they had to sign away the ability to sell it for a couple of years, and the folks at Mecum somehow got a hold of one. Well, you can explain it better than I, Phil. Tell us about the Ford GT and the Mecum auctions and Ford and versus Mecum in court.
Right. Well, last spring, a consignor approached Dana Mecum and said he had acquired a Ford GT. Mecum told him, we can't sell it because you have an agreement for 2 years. He says, I don't have the agreement. I bought it from the original owner. So I don't have the agreement. I can sell the car. Pickup said, yeah, you're right. So they put the GT on the auction block. Well, Ford said, no, you can't. So there was a court order. Meekum was able to beat the court order. The car was sold. Ford Motor Company continued its legal actions against Meekum. They did file a lawsuit. And in January, on the 24th, Meekum announced that they had come to a settlement. And basically, it's Meekum is agreeing, we're not going to sell any more of these GTs if they are within that two-year no-sale clause. You buy the car, you pay your $450,000 for the car, you are, make an application. If you're lucky, you have to agree, I'm not going to sell the car for at least 2 years from the date of delivery. Ford has really kind of clamped down on this. Ferrari did the similar thing with the LaFerrari. They gave it a 2 or 3 year no-sale clause in its sales contract. Anyway, Meekum has agreed that if they get any more of these offered for consignment, they will consult with Ford Motor Company. Ford will either give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And also to help placate everybody a little bit, Meekum has agreed to make a sizable donation to one of Ford's favorite charities. I believe it is the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund, which is something very near and dear to Edsel Ford and the Edsel Ford II and the people of Ford Motor Company.
That is so true. That is his go-to charity because of some personal family situations that Edsel has gone through with diabetes. So that's great work that Ford does. Interestingly enough, we have a gentleman here who does some motorsports correspondence for the show, and he's a guy that made a lot of money in his life, and he did not. He was on that list of the original 7,000 people that tried to get a hold of a Ford GT, and they turned him down, and it's been driving him nuts. And now he's trying to get on the second coming of this Ford GT next run, the next build. I just can't believe there are that many people that have the average GT goes above 450 base price, well into the 500,000s. And, you know, Barry McGuire has one.
Gary Bennett has one who heads up Lake Auctions now.
Oh, wow.
Formerly of Barrett Jackson. He owns one. But, well, the interesting thing is when the car was on the auction block in Indianapolis, it went to a new home for a bid of, I believe, $3.2 million.
Wow.
So you can see there's quite a bit of financial incentive to maybe try and sell your car.
Exactly. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Phil Skinner around the bend. This is Auto World.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Super Bowl 53 has begun at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Los Angeles Rams are taking on the New England Patriots for the biggest game of the year. Tens of thousands of people are in Atlanta for the game, and you don't have to be a sports fan to appreciate the spectacle. Tim McGraw took the stage at a Super Bowl live event. The country music star is just one of the high-profile entertainers that will be on center stage. Gladys Knight sang the national anthem. Pop rock band Maroon 5 will be headlining the halftime show with hip-hop stars Big Boy and Travis Scott alongside.
I think they're all going to go together well. You know, you got like a little bit of rock, get a little bit of hip-hop.
Of course, different fans have different favorites, like this Big Boy follower.
I live in Atlanta, so the fact that he's here is just going to be so great.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Phil Skinner is with us, collector car expert, auction expert. And again, anytime Phil is with us, we'd love to hear your car stories, the story of your first car, your dad's car, your grandfather's car, or the car that you once owned, the car that got away. I'd like to hear about barn finds, field finds, and of course a free estimate of value is available for just by picking up the phone and calling 855-660-4261. And we've got Mackenzie standing by ready to take your calls, or you can email me, bob@autoworldradio.com. We've been wrapping up the month of January auction-wise with Phil, and now the attention turns to Amelia Island, which we touched on. And this year at Amelia Island, there will be how many auctions all told? Is it five?
I think there's five auctions this year at Amelia Island, plus a number of other events, like the Monterey Pebble Beach Week has grown into probably 40 different events during that week. Amelia Island is ramping up to at least, I think they're coming up to 12 or 15 events. So it's going to be interesting to see.
It sure is, no question about it. It's interesting to, you sent me a little bit of a note on some of the legislation that's been happening in the collector car world, and there have been a couple of different bills that have passed. The folks at SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Marketing Association, just do a great job of watching out for any legislature, which is filed at either the national level or the local level. And this really rings true with some of the laws that have been passed. Tell our listeners a little bit about the laws that
the H.R. 2675, the limited production. This passed, I think it was in 2016, and what it does is it allows auto manufacturers, small, we'll call them cottage industry manufacturers, to build up to 500 cars per year. Now, they can be any type of a vehicle, but it has to meet certain safety requirements. Actually, emissions requirements are also have to be adhered to. The big thing is it doesn't have to be crash tested. It doesn't have to go through all of the same DOT hoops that a major manufacturer like Ford or Chevrolet or Toyota or any of the imports would have to go through. But it's limited. And already we have seen replicas of the first-generation Ford Mustangs, Ford Broncos, Chevrolet Camaros, Shelby Cobras have been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. But with the exception of buying them from Shelby, you couldn't buy a complete car. There were a number of people who built the bodies and the chassis, but you couldn't get an engine in it, couldn't get a turnkey car. That has now been changed thanks to Senate bill, or I guess House of Representatives bill, H.R. 2675. SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Manufacturers Association, they were really behind it. They have a large lobbying contingency in Washington, D.C., and it was a bipartisan bill. I mean, there was no Republicans or Democrats. It was truly bipartisan. And it really was meant to stimulate the economy. This is another way to, I guess you could say, you know, make America great again by building new vehicles and putting people to work with these cars and giving the buying public a chance to buy effectively a custom-built modern car, but with vintage looks. A number of street rod builders would be able to build limited editions of, say, a 32 Deuce Coupe or a 32 Ford Roadster. So keep an eye out for this here. That's going to be a major event. Of course, the people who are doing the replicas, the Fords, the Mustangs, they have to get licenses because they're effectively selling a copyrighted licensed material. And so the manufacturers, Ford Motor Company, would have to go and look at the car and see the finished product. And, of course, they get a cut of it. So, you know, it's a nice it's nice for everybody.
And for after the passage of this H.R. 2675 bill, it has also come to the attention that some other vehicles which haven't been manufactured for years were perhaps going to see put into production, like the legendary Checker cabs or the DeLorean from
I actually did an article on the Checker Motor Company. They're out of Massachusetts, originally Kalamazoo, Michigan, but now this group's out of the Massachusetts area, and they're going to rebirth the Checker look. There will be the sedans available, chassis will be available, but they're also going to be introducing a line of other vehicles, including a pickup truck and also a sporty little fastback coupe and even possibly a Checker Roadster. Also, DeLorean. A DeLorean. Hey, taxi, I need to get someplace really fast. Anyway, DeLorean also is being revised, and there's actually an all-electric version of that, and again, limited to 500 a year. So we'll see how that goes.
Absolutely. Let's take a moment to look at, as you touched on a little bit earlier in today's show, a little bit about some of the trends that we're seeing in the hobby. Tell us a little bit about some of the overall collector car values and some of those specific trends.
Well, you know, a lot of people who are not in the hobby, they just lump everything together. Oh, yeah, an old car, isn't that neat? But to the hobbyists, there are all sorts of different segments. And we kind of, when we're monitoring the market trends, we're looking at these segments and seeing it as, and as I mentioned earlier, early brass era, these are cars pre-probably 1919 that, you know, had brass radiators and brass lights and what we would call pioneering efforts. Those cars are starting to see a little bit of an uptick, and part of the lure of it is that, oh yeah, there's a 1910 Buick. I can drive a 110-year-old Buick, and these cars can be driven and put on the street. And I have a very good friend. We've gone in halves on a number of cars over the years, and we're exploring the possibility of maybe getting something really early, really primitive, and just to see, to experience the idea of driving a 100-year-old car. You move up to the big classics. Those have been soft for probably 15 years. Part of the reason is the people who really love them and appreciate them, well, they're passing on, and the interest in these cars is just not as strong. The cars are absolutely beautiful machines, and we're talking Cadillac V16s, Duesenberg Model Js, Big Packards, Pierce Arrows, the creme de la creme of automotive design and engineering from the 1930s, 1940s, and I think if you've ever been interested in getting that segment of the market right now, it'd be a really good time to hop on that carousel, because there are some great buys. We saw a couple of Duesenbergs cross the block in Scottsdale, never came close to $1 million, which before they were always $1.2, $1.5 million. There's an area well called novelty cars, the oddball cars. Tucker was a prime example. Tucker has remained really strong. Only one Tucker in a field of 3,000 cars in Arizona, and I don't think Mecum had any Tuckers, but only one sold, and it was $1,450,000. So very strong, and that car was very nice, but it wasn't quite perfect. So we're seeing the Tucker effect doing well. Some other fun cars are out there. I mentioned Kaiser Darren and stuff like that. Muscle cars. They're kind of soft still too, but still, you're not beginning a $25,000 Hemi Cuda in the near future. They still have a good amount of money into them, and sports cars, Porsches, Ferrari. Six of the top 10 sales in the Scottsdale were Ferrari.
Wow, really cool. We'll take a pit stop.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Thank you so much for joining us here. We are live all across North America on radio stations and around the world at GCNLive.com. Phil Skinner, our go-to guy when it comes to the collector car world, is with us for this hour of the program, and we've covered a lot of territory. And actually, I've learned a couple of things here about some legislation passed recently that are going to change and allow small car companies to build small runs of vehicles, 500 vehicles or more. Another bill or tax law. It's the 1031 exchange option. Is this just in California, or is this all across America?
This is a nationwide something that is going to affect not only really car collectors, but collectors of art, collectors of coin, other high-valued collectible items. And it's basically what was known as the 1031 exchange option. We allow, say, if you buy a house for, say, $100,000, and a year later or 2 years later, that house is now worth $150,000, and you sell that house for $150,000, and you maybe put another $100,000 in with it, and you've got a $250,000 house, and then you sell that $250,000 house a year later for $350,000. So you put another $50,000 and buy a $400,000 house. And you keep doing that, building up, get a bigger, bigger house. All of the capital gains you've made on those houses has kind of exempted under what they call the 1031 exchange option. And it was like, yeah, I'm getting something. I made money on that, but I'm investing it in another item. Well, that option for cars was there also. Say you buy a $50,000 car, A year later, you sell it for $75. You put another $25,000 out, and you get a $100,000 car. $100,000 car sells for $150. You put another $50 onto it, and you got a $200,000 car. And it, you keep working it up. All of a sudden, you've got a car worth, say, $1.3 million. Really expensive Ferrari or something. Well, up to now, under the 1031, your capital gains was based only on the last transaction. Under the 1031, it goes all the way back to that first car, the one you bought for $50 and sold for $75. You made a $25,000 gain on that. And it, what it's going to do is go back and look at all the gains you made. And the tax rates are going to be pretty severe. The feds, right off the bat, they're taking, I think, 20% if you're in a state that has a state income tax like California or New York. I think in California it's almost 9%. There's another federal tax that takes another 3%. All through, it can work up to like over 37% of the of your capital gains. The bad thing is that, say, you sold that car for $1 million. You paid $1.25 million for it. You sell it for $1.3 million. You don't pay just the tax on that $50,000 you gained. You pay the tax on everything up to that point, which in some cases could be more than the car itself. So this is something that's going to be very, very sketchy. And if you're if you have a high dollar car, before you sell it, I'd really consult with a tax expert, because this is going to be a game changer for, I think, for the industry. And we don't know how much that's going to affect yet. I've talked to several people who have major collections, and they're quite literally frightened that, you know, they will not be able to afford to sell their cars.
Wow. Yeah, that is scary. And again, folks, you can find out more information just by Googling what Phil is talking about. And it's called, once again, the
1031 exchange option. Do a Google on it and see how that might affect your collectibles. And it's the same thing for stamps, for art, for anything, with the exception of real estate. This is kind of one of those fallouts of the Republican tax cut. And I'm a hardcore conservative, and I'm a little dismayed at this this change in the plan there.
Yeah,
I not that I have any cars of that financial stature.
Well, speaking of having cars, what's your latest Edsel that you're hoping to reel in one of these days?
Well, my best friend and I just pulled a 1958 Edsel Pacer four-door hardtop out of a garage. It was purchased by the previous owner in 1971. He drove it on and off till 1978, put in the garage, and then was going to restore it. And as we see this happen, not only with Edsels, but with so many cars, they put it in the garage, they take it apart, and then they lose interest. It's like, well, that's too hard to put it back together.
Yeah.
And the car literally sat in this barn from 1978 until just this last week when we pulled it out. And the engine transmission were removed from the car. Other parts were taken off. Fortunately, we found most of the parts, but it's unfortunately, here's a car that's just beautiful, solid metal, great car, just disassembled for 40 years, and I don't know. Hopefully we can find it a good home. We're right now space short.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Got an interesting question here that's come to me at bob@autoworldradio.com, and it's about the Alpina variant of the BMW Z8. This is, again, falls into the category of a modern classic car, not a car that is that old. I believe the Z8 was like a 2003 or 2004 model year car, maybe even earlier, 1999, 2000. But limited production, and the Alpina is an even more limited production variant of the Z8. This gentleman wants to know about the collectability of that car.
I actually saw a couple of Alpinas offered at auction. Gooding and Company had one, and also Bonhams. They had a BMW Alpina, silver. Both of them had to be silver. Seems like that might be the only color that came in. This is kind of a modern incarnation of the original BMW 507 from the 1950s. These cars were produced between 2000-2003, and they were mighty. They were speedy. Today's market, again, we're looking at vehicles in the, I think they're in the $250,000 range, if I remember right. Let me pull up, if you give me a second here, I'll pull up a Bonhams. Here we go. BMW. They a 1991 BMW was a predecessor to the BMW earlier. This was a Z1. That one sold for $95,000, which was way below its estimate. And over at Gooding, they had a really splendid example of the BMW Alpina. And it was a no sale for $250,000.
Hmm.
So those are, and that was a 2008 edition, modern, a little bit more newer unit there.
Interesting. Here's another email question for you, Phil. This comes from Patricia in Cleveland, Ohio. She wants to know, what is the affordable first generation Ford Mustang for her to perhaps get her hands on?
A lot of people, they always have to have a V8. Even when the first generation Mustang was new, they had a problem filling up all the V8s. They ran a heavy campaign. They had a 200 cubic inch six-cylinder engine that put out 120 horsepower. It was a lightweight car. It was potent, it was fun, yet it was quite tame. In fact, Ford ran a campaign called Six and the Single Girl, and it helped sell the Mustang as a six. And so I wouldn't, if you're going to look for a Mustang, look for something with a six-cylinder in it. It's a little less money, and just as fun, and they look just as great as the V8s. Just a little V8
so
on the front fender.
That is very, very true and quite often overlooked. So, Patricia, take Phil's advice on that, and that should help you out significantly. One more question for you. This one is from Florida, and it's a question about the value of the Corvettes, which one is the hottest one? Looks like we'll have to field this
one.
We'll
get that one next week. Next time I'm on with you.
It sounds great. Phil, thank you very much for your time.
Cheers, my friend Bob.
Always a pleasure. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.